This is KUTX 989, the Austin Music Experience. And ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into The Breaks. I'm Fresh.
I'm Confucius.
And as we promised, we are here live in Studio 1A with the one DZ Brown.
Yes, sir.
DZ's gonna preview some songs for us off his upcoming project, Judith, which drops Monday, February 26th.
Yes,
so,
sir.
DZ, it's all yours.
Let's do this.
Yeah, skipping school for the night just to kick it. I already know what daddy probably living. She just wanna drink and wake up with the wicked. Real life ain't good as this, is it? She ain't seen 30, 50 this vivid. Mama calling back home for the visit. You busy. White knee coach dragging the blizzard. I ain't tryna carry on with the digits. Only in it for the I admit it. To the woods with the wolves when I'm finished. Yeah, the Lord is my witness. I ain't heard from Valor in a minute. Hard to see light behind when it's tinted. If the cell spin it all on Rap Simmons. Go broke just to say I did it. I'm a living dream to you. I'm a movie screen to you pivots. This ain't even rap, this is physics. In the black beans, but biggie. Said she wanna fall in love with me. I'ma call you back in a jiffy. Champagne in me feeling tipsy. Cocaine in you, now you jiggy. All she wanna do is flee the city. Money got her hands full of itchy. Liquor got her praying for a kidney. How the hell we land out in Sydney? Must spend the grams that are sticky. Have to move around from the icky. Money, music, fashion, really? 950's better, 1,050. Here we go again and again. I can see her soul through her skin. She's trying to hide every mistake. Black eyes on the Cartier lens. White beater, now she leaving again. Now she back to mixing weed with the gin. Looking for a good reason to sin. Take my hand, let's leave in the Benz.
Too late to leave or run back home. I can see clear now the
All righty, this is The Breaks, and I'm on KUTX 989, the Austin Music Experience. And once again, Fresh.
I'm Confucius.
And we are live in Studio 1A with DZ Brown.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
All right, man, here's the tough part.
Oh, boy.
For you, this is easy to me.
Oh, excuse me.
Robert Walters over here.
Let's just kick it on off. So, I've known you for a while.
Yes, sir.
And I know your debut project was Hoop Dreams, mm-hmm. which was received very greatly. But in between it, there seemed to be like a extended hiatus.
Yes.
So in between that time, what was going on for you to come back with this renewed energy and essentially a whole new style?
Yeah. Well, I think as artists, you have to take into consideration that you grow amongst that time. And not only do you grow as an artist, but you grow as a human and as a man. And so when you take those situations and you take everything that you're going through, you want to apply that to your music. So instead of me just coming back and then dropping another project right after Hoop Dreams, I didn't want to do that. I wanted to give you this extension. That way you knew exactly what I was going through from point A to point B to point C and getting me to where I am now. You know what I'm saying? And that was just the whole hiatus of it. Plus, creatively, for me, man, I could come up with a song and then not like it tomorrow. So I feel like while recording Judith, there's like 20 different track lists, you know, to speak on that. So I think just as an artist, man, I was just trying to grow. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I took Fresh off the back of my name. It's more of Brown. I mean, Fresh is something that you can roll with. But for me, I wanted something that stuck with my family in ways that people remember me after I'm gone, man. So pretty much that was the main part of it.
That makes sense. So between Hoop Dreams and now Judith, you've become a father. How has fatherhood affected your music at this point now?
That's a really good question. And that's basically what this album is about. As artists, you got to think, you know, you really have your, you know, you have your personal life and then you have your art, you know. And if you're not given one, you know, the correct time it needs, you know, you're off balance. So you can give music this much and then you're giving your family this much, you're going to lose out on the most important thing in your life. But you can do the opposite. You can give, you know, your family this much, you can give your music this much, and you're gonna be a local rapper for the rest of your life. So that's what the album is basically talking about. It's just chasing that and then not being afraid to be, you know, in love with your craft, you know, so just that balance.
That makes sense.
Okay, yeah, best interview we've done thus far, but.
And then it's crazy because, you know, people don't think like, just because my album is named Judith, I think like every artist has some kind of Judith in them. Like Confucius, you DJ. Yeah. You know, you're not just going to stop DJing because you're not the biggest DJ.
Yeah, nah.
You know, you still going to say, oh, well, I got the turntables. I'm about to whip them out. Even though you're not big, even though Judith is not giving you that play that you want in your head, you're still going to DJ because you love Judith that much.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's fresh with you. You know, you blog, you do all this different stuff.
I mean, I
you're not just going to stop blogging.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't
just
know
because you're like, oh, well, I didn't get where I wanted, you know, but you're still going to whip it out. You're still going to bring those tools out because that's how much Judith has an effect on you, and that's basically what the album is about.
Right. So,
I like that perspective. Now look at the album way differently.
Yeah, I'm going into this way differently. Yeah. So, with constructing this album, as you said before,
yeah,
it was to show the growth from Hoop Dreams to now. Mm-hmm. So, what was the mind state when you went into it as far as production wise? Because the sound, like I said, the sound is totally different from what your first offering was.
Well, the main thing I focused on this album is the elements. As a listener, for me, when I heard Kanye's My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, I felt like I had never heard anything like that just because of where he took you. You know, he took you here, then he took you here, then he took you here, then you got interludes and guitars and everything in that. And I listened to that like all the way through, and it helped me creatively figure out what it is I want to accomplish as far as an artist moving towards the listener. You know, I wanted to make sure that my listeners were gravitating to an experience. You know, like you can listen to a song, you know, you got a hook, you got a 16, you got a hook, and then the song's over. But if you listen to a song and you got a hook, a verse, and a bridge, and the song's over, or a hook, a bridge, just randomly, elements just random scattered out the whole album. It's basically where I wanted to go creatively, man, because it just puts you in a different lane, you know, and you can just say, hey, I'm an artist, you know, but this is different, you know, so that's kind of where I wanted to go with it.
Okay, and my last question is, you know, lots of talk about what Austin urban music is now. Like, as an artist,
yeah,
how do you feel like as once again, if with your craft, you help push the scene to heights it's never been before.
Well, I think as artists, we forget that everybody can rap. I mean, I think we figured that out this last year, that anybody can put on a record, Gucci, and say one thing, and then you got a hit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think musically, as an artist, you got to bring a little bit more to the table, because anybody can do music. Mm-hmm. Anybody can press up a T-shirt. But when you're a rapper putting out limited edition vinyls, or when you're in rapper spending X amount on these live paintings just to use, you know, for your art, you know, you're using these different elements to push your music. And I think for me creatively, that did a lot, and that helped me raise the bar just a little bit. And just for me, I just want artists in Austin to just push themselves a little bit more creatively. It didn't even have to be in the music, just like the elements that surround your music. I want to see a little bit more of that. You know, when people say, oh, Austin rap, man, it's crazy. Those cats are creative. Mm-hmm. It'd be cool if they use words like that, you know, and I feel like that would help push the envelope and get us over this hill, honestly.
I agree.
I definitely agree with that one. So,
yeah, for sure.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, DZ is going to hit us off with some more music while we are here in Studio 1A. So let's go.
Balenciaga Benz to the valley. More Kami hanging in the galley. $2,000 IKEA tote bag. Just the back more, let the pair rally. I haven't really batted from the jump. You just tryna skip to the finale. 148 Mercer Street saved in my Navi. I can't help it, bro, cause I'm designer savvy. Then the 353 Modell Drive. Back to 11 Highland Park Village. Throwing pink windbreakers at the ceiling. Hoping the devil don't judge my religion. I had a dream I was buried in the Benz. I woke up drinking liquor with the villains. Yo, out here trying to make it rain. My n***s out here trying to make a living with this, bruh. She like the smartest I know, even though she never graduated. She never got a degree, but her closet is still educated. She wear Meek every summer and that drag on the pavement. It don't do no justice, cause after one women that it is outdated. This might be the parts you hit eject. G500 Benz, I'm playing chess. Drive that with shadow with death. Just to show you I ain't bothered by your sex. Half the front window yelling money ain't the thing. Black dress, cold champagne on my breath. This'll be the jam that'll marinate your flesh. For you stupid dumb trying to barricade my quest. I'm not hating on you, I just can't relate with the load that you carry. Put up six every time with them bummy ass in your secondary. Scotty and Ye probably piss on your grave and it's so necessary. I got 10,000 haters, I might have to piss on the whole cemetery. Let's bump that Illmatic in the Benz truck. Before you go, let's take the doors off and let the wind rush. Before you go, let's make these little step their gyms up. Before you go, let's throw designer coats out the sunroof. That's what you call Balenciaga like Benz truck. Let's bump that Illmatic in the Benz truck. Before you go, let's take the doors off and let the wind rush. Before you go, let's make these little step their gyms up. Before you go, let's throw designer clothes out the sunroof. That's what you call Balenciaga Benz truck. Still hopping out Balenciaga Benz truck, spazzing. You lashing out, but I'm crashing out, stashing. More money, more power, twice over mashing. Wanna look out for a short head, Tony Braxton. Park crooked, has the lights flashing. This is what you call fashion, with no caption money. You my man, 50 grand and all. Is it the fame or the paper? Goddamn, I can't hold my balance. Y'all can have it all. Give me 3 Benzes, a brown skin Gucci with a 92 palace. Look at everything I've done, I was just practicing. All these hand splinters from the wood I'm grabbing. Tragic, as I rip the plastic off the Illmatic LP. Headrest monitors, pornographic for the nosy traffic. I guess all these new got my flaccid. Or maybe I'm just battling. Time flies when you riding through the streets blasting. So I steal a paper chase or become a has-been. Imagine, say players in the Benz wagon. Flip phone page, you're on Givenchy sweat sagging. More static, more habits, more cabbage. All I need is this money, after that y'all can have it. I'm on a whole different format. Onyx on the Benz floor mats as I'm hopping out the format. Let's bump that Illmatic in the Benz truck. Before you go, let's take the doors off and let the wind rush. Before you go, let's make these little get their gyms up. Before you go, let's throw designer coats out the sunroof. That's what you call Balenciaga Benz truck. Let's bump that Illmatic in the Benz truck. Before you go, let's take the doors off and let the wind rush. Before you go, let's make these little niggas step their gyms up. Before you go, let's throw designer clothes out the sunroof. That's what you call Balenciaga Benz truck. Before you go, before you go,
timeless, no season.
Before you go,
that broke, don't need it.
Before you go,
arms of no reason.
Before you go,
eternal life, no ceiling.
Before you go,
God says once it's over, you do what you want.
Before you go, before you go,
there ain't no doubt in my mind. Yeah.
Before you go,
I wanna try.
Tekashi in Georgia, this vision is gorgeous.
She's getting the code,
they just avoid us, cause they can't afford us.
She's getting the code,
drinking liquor with Tavo inside of the Beamer.
She's getting the code,
looking for Judith, tell me how you seen her.
She's getting the code,
Tekashi in Georgia, this vision is gorgeous.
She's getting the code,
they just avoid us, cause they can't afford us.
She's getting the code,
drinking liquor with Tavo inside of the Beamer.
She's getting the code,
looking for Judith, tell me how you seen her.
She's getting the code,
Tekashi in Georgia, this vision is gorgeous.
She's getting the code,
they just avoid us, cause they can't afford us.
She's getting the code,
drinking liquor with Tavo inside of the Beamer.
She's getting the code,
looking for Judith, tell me how you seen her.
She's getting the code,
Tekashi in Georgia, this vision is gorgeous.
She's getting the code,
they just avoid us, cause they can't afford us.
She's getting the code,
drinking liquor with Tavo inside of the Beamer.
She's getting the code,
looking for Judith, tell me how you seen her.
She's getting the code,
Tekashi in Georgia, this vision is gorgeous.
She's getting the code,
they just avoid us, cause they can't afford us.
She's getting the code.
This has been KUTX 989, the Austin Music Experience, and you are tuned into The Breaks. I'm Fresh.
I'm Confucius.
And you just heard DZ Brown in Studio 1A. Don't forget, his new album, Judith, will release this Monday, February 26th, and he has a release show February 24th, which was earlier today at Martha's Contemporary, 2502 Weberville Road. And this has been The Breaks in Studio 1A, and we are out.